I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Nebraska and South Dakota closed state offices today to honor the new federal Juneteenth holiday. Juneteenth commemorates the end of slavery in the United States on June 19, 1865. However, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has not said anything about Juneteenth. The state started recognizing the holiday in 2002. However, state workers do not get a paid day off. Reynolds did sign a pro-police measure into law yesterday. It includes heightened criminal penalties for certain protest activities. Olympian and Sioux City native Shelby Houlihan will not be competing at the U.S. trials today. The runner issued a statement on social media saying her attorneys tried to seek an emergency injunction to run while awaiting an appeal and a four-year ban for testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug. The injunction did not happen, but could in the future. Houlihan blamed the positive test on a pork burrito she ate 10 hours before the test in December. Organizers for Saturday in the Park today announcing a few changes for this year's music festival. Due to current CDC guidance, masks will be optional with social distancing where possible. Tickets will not be required. However, attendees are advised to arrive early. This year's event spans two different days at Grandview Park, July 2nd and 3rd. Horse racing at Attakad Park in South Sioux City is scheduled earlier than normal for July 10th. The Sioux City Journal reports the track, owned by Ho-Chunk Inc., will run three different races. A minimum of one race day a year must be done for Attakad to keep its license. Ho-Chunk took over the track 9 years ago with a mission to build a future casino. That plan is in the works after voters approved in November. Ho-Chunk is developing casinos in South Sioux City, Lincoln, and Omaha. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.